Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the college2pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Momar Shanti. Appreciate you folks always stopping by and joining us. Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available to download and listen to at your leisure. We have one of the top tight end prospects in this 2022 NFL draft class joining us this afternoon. He was also invited down to the Reese's Senior Bowl, and he parlayed that into an invite to Indianapolis, and he'll be partaking in the NFL Combine. That said, it's none other than the SMU former Oklahoma standout, Grant Calcaterra. Grant, welcome to the program, my friend. How's today treating you?
It's been going great. Good day so far. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, we appreciate you stopping by. We know you're very busy and you got more to do. And in about a week, you'll be heading in Indianapolis for some more auditioning in front of these NFL scouts. But let's backtrack a little bit to a few weeks back. What was your experience like down at the Reese's Senior Bowl?
The Senior Bowl went really well. The days were really packed. But, I had some good practices. I played well in the game and had some good interviews with all 32 teams. So I think it was overall a success for me.
Excellent. And what's that like? Does it validate all the hard work that you've done, Grant, where you're sitting down in these meetings and you see those NFL logos from different teams and they're showing interest, wanting to know more about you, not only as a player, because that's why you're invited, but now they get to know who you are as an individual?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely something I've thought about. It's definitely something I've thought about, since I, played football as a young kid, and so it's kind of been a dream of mine to be in that process. So it was definitely really exciting for me.
Excellent. And being a young kid, let's backtrack. Let's really rewind. Did you play Pop Warner, Pee Wee? And if you did, were you always the bigger, better, more athletic athlete from the get-go?
Yes, I've been playing football since I was, 7 years old. And, for the most part, I was definitely, one of the bigger kids on the team playing, running back and everything. I was a late bloomer, so around my eighth grade year, I actually became one of the smaller guys, but, hit my growth spurt and kind of got back in stride that way.
Excellent. So you mentioned running back, and all the guys that come on the program, going from Pop Warner, even as a little kid, all the way through high school, middle school, all that stuff, you're going to play different positions. How did you start trending towards that tight end position and know that this was going to be the position that gets you here on the verge of playing professional football in the National Football League?
Yeah, I would say since I was a young kid, I've always had good hands, and because I was a taller guy, I knew running back probably wasn't going to be, in my future. You don't really see a lot of 6'4 running backs. and so I just kind of fit into a receiver role. So I became more of a receiver. And then, as I got bigger, moved into, more of that tight end role.
And then lo and behold, fabulous collegiate career, and again, you're a few weeks away from this NFL scouting combine. I ask all the guys that come on the program, and I don't think there's much that these scouts don't know about you, but with that said, if you're in the film room, you're breaking down tape with them, what do you think they love about you? I call them your hallmark home run abilities that are going to scream off the tape, where they're going to have to bring you in, draft you, and put you on that 53-man roster.
Yeah, I would say, I think I'm the best receiving tight end in this class. I think I have, really good hands. I'm able to create separation well, run good routes. I have a good knowledge of defense and know, how to get open and things like that. you know, on the flip side, I think I'm also a good blocker. I think that's something that a lot of people question a little bit about me, but I think I've proven that it's something that I can do and something that I can get better at with this last season at SMU. So, you know, they're going to get a, you know, an all-around tight end who, you know, is willing to work, willing to get better and, you know, be the top guy in this draft class when it's all said and done.
I love it. I love that time kind of take coming from you, Grant. And I think your particular position scrutinized the most, because if you had 11 catches in your career, they would question if you could catch the ball. They would just say you're an inline blocker, and vice versa. If you're productive vertically,
right,
you can be a productive guy, then they were like, well, can Grant block? And it is. I feel bad for that tight end position, because it is truly the most scrutinized position, I think, that we have come across the show. Now, again, you're going to the combine. You spent a week in Mobile, Alabama at the Regis Senior Bowl. I don't think there's anything that these NFL scouts don't know about you. But this is your show. We do know NFL personnel listen in. Is there anything that these guys need to know that can help you fall in their good graces? Team captain, weight room warrior, great in the community. Maybe the system at SMU or Oklahoma didn't allow you to showcase certain skills. I don't know, but if there's anything, you have anything to share with them?
You know, not a whole lot. I would say I was named a team captain at SMU after being there for a few months, which is a testament to, you know, the kind of player, the kind of person, the kind of teammate I am. And I think, you know, another thing, if these coaches, if these scouts are to come in contact with anybody that I've been around, played with, been coached by, worked with, I think they would hear nothing but positive things about me on the field, off the field, as a leader, as a teammate. And so I think those things will set me apart.
That's excellent. And I did not know you were a team captain with the Mustangs. I got to ask, I mean, you arrived there your final year of college. I mean, how did you resonate with your team? I know you're not trying to, you know, brag or, you know, be cocky with it, but, I mean, what do you bring to the table where those guys gravitated towards you and they knew you could be the leader of that team?
Yeah, I would just say it was through, you know, hard work and humility. I think I thought a lot of guys, you know, me coming into SMU would kind of think, you know, that I thought I was some hot shot. So what I did was just kind of keep my head down and get to work. And I wanted to earn the respect of my teammates. And so I did that during the first couple months of winter workouts, got into spring ball and summer workouts and, you know, tried to, you know, open up a little bit more. And, you know, eventually, you know, they liked that, you know, and they voted me team captain.
That's impressive. It really is. I mean, for in such a short amount of time to have that kind of reaction from those guys is a sure sign of respect and well-deserved respect. To our guest today, Grant Calcaterra, the standout tight end. He'll be making his way down to Indianapolis for the NFL Scouting Combine and also an invite to the Regis Senior Bowl. Two great events. I always like to say priceless commodities for any young man with aspirations to play at the next level. And I think our guest is well on his way to achieving that. Do you have any favorite routes that you love to run? I mean, if the play is going to be called and they're going to single you out and you know you're getting the football and you're going to put 6 points in the end zone, what's your favorite way to kind of – your favorite route and the favorite way to get in there?
I would say, you know, in the red zone, I'm really good at like a five-step pop, kind of bang eight post, you know, right behind the linebackers. You know, sneaking in the zone, even if it's man-to-man, can snap off my route and get open.
Nice. I like it. And this is sort of a cliche question, Grant, but nonetheless, I think our audience always identifies when it – do you get comparisons to anyone, or is there any tight ends at the next level that you try to adapt a little bit of their game into your own repertoire?
Yeah, I would say a couple guys that, you know, I see my game similar as, and I also get compared to, is Zach Ertz and Dawson Knox. We have similar frames and similar playing abilities. And so, you know, those are two great tight ends in the league. And so, you know, I would love to, you know, kind of fit into that mold as I go on the next level.
Yeah, and we had Dawson on the show, so hopefully in a couple years when I'm talking to some of the next generation of tight ends, when I ask those guys who do you get compared to, they're like, well, you know, a lot of people compare me to Grant Calcaterra. And I've been on that side of it a lot, Grant. Trust me. We have a lot of guys that come through this program that we see really blossom as special guys, and hopefully that's in your future.
Right.
We are almost out of time. We know you're busy, but we always like to end the show. We call it three and out. A few lighthearted, off-the-wall type questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, most of your tenure, obviously, at college football was at Oklahoma. Lincoln Riley, I know he's off the USC, but still an iconic coach at the collegiate level as we speak. That said, did he have any pet peeves during practice? The absolute no-no, do not do this, or you're going to catch a little hell.
Oh, man. Let me think. He definitely did. I would say not tucking the football after you catch a ball. That was one of his big ones. Yeah, being lazy. He was a big attention to detail guy.
Really? Did you guys ever have to start drills over or anything when you're almost done because somebody fouled up?
Yeah, there were definitely some times where we had to restart things, but it's part of it.
It is part of it. How about this one? Not so much a crazy question, but you were just down at the Reese Senior Bowl. I'm sure you met a lot of guys down there, but did you walk away with somebody that you think you'll be talking to for the, you know, as a friend? You actually made a good friend at the Reese Senior Bowl in terms of players.
Yeah, I would say, you know, a couple tight ends. I became friends with, you know, Jake Ferguson from Wisconsin, as well as Daniel Bellinger and Greg Dulcich. Got to know those guys pretty well.
Awesome. Excellent. And the final one before we let you go this afternoon, the draft will be right around the corner. You know that as well as anyone. With that said, who's the best cook in your family, Grant, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
It'll definitely be my mom cooking. And, you know, I'm not particular, but I do love when she makes she used to grow up, we used to make Italian sausage and three cheese tortellini. That was a go-to for me. So I would love that from her.
That sounds delicious. And growing up in that same kind of atmosphere, you could never go wrong with those two things. Hey, Grant, listen, fabulous collegiate career. I can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level. With that said, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. Safe travels to Indianapolis.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the standout tight end from SMU, played at Oklahoma as well. He was also a true freshman, all Big 12 honorable mention. He ended up being first team Big 12 as well. None other than Grant Calcaterra. Standout, and I loved all the intangibles. And I was down in Mobile. I got to see him practice. Really packed a couple of really solid days together. Despite the rain and everything else that went in the Mobile that week, he was definitely some guy I thought that walked away with the arrows pointing up. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.